No, don't be ridiculous. There's no hope for him. No, not a jot. It was the third stroke. Night after night, I had passed the house. It was vacation time, you see, and studied the lighted square of the window. And night after night, I found it lighted in the same way. Just, faintly and evenly. If he was dead, I thought, I would see the reflection of candles in the darkened blind, for I knew that two candles must be set at the head of a corpse. That's tradition. He had often said to me, I am not long for this world. And I had thought his words just idle. Now I knew they were true. Every night as I gazed up at the window, I said softly to myself, just in my own little head, the word paralysis. Strange, isn't it? It always had just sounded so strangely to my ears. I don't know, I like the word gnomon in the Euclid. Yes, because I'm very cultivated and I like to read the Euclid. And the word simony in the Catechism, because I'm also a very religious person, yes. But now it sounded to me like the name of some terribly maleficent and sinful being. It filled me with fear. Oh dear! And I longed to be nearer to it and look upon its a deadly work. Yes. Oh dear. Oh no! I must look away. Avert your eyes, Monbork. Avert your eyes.